My brothers and my sisters, we might wonder, why is Moses looking at these women? And the Spirit of the Lord, the revelation of His word, is showing us that the seven women represented the seven church ages. Let's move together. They posed a question to the Lord Jesus, and His answer was like He was not answering them. But He concluded and said, "You are unable to understand because you don't understand two things: the power of God and the scriptures." Today, people are in churches, but they don't understand two things. Number one, the power of God. Number two, the interpretation of the scriptures. And we want to thank God that the bride is back to the word, back to the scriptures, and whatever they are believing, it is according to the scriptures. May the Lord bless you for believing according to the scriptures. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 22. They came to Him, and He knew that they were just testing Him. Verses 23. Then the same day came to Him the Sadducees, which said that there is no resurrection, and asked Him, say, "Master, Moses said, if a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up a seed unto his brother. Now, they were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise, the second also, the third, unto the seventh." In this parable, the woman was still alive. It's only the men who were dying. Bride of Christ, are we together? Are we together? Amen. So, the woman was living in the period of the seven men. And many people will look at that scripture when they want to talk about life eternal. But this is a prophetic church. Amen. This is a prophetic church. And being a prophetic church, you have to understand things prophetically. Amen. So the woman was alive, but men were dying. And I want to tell the bride, amen, that there is a man by the well. Amen. That man by the well is able to make you understand where we are going and where we are coming from. Hallelujah. So the seven men had no issue. This one died, and the other one died, the other one died, up to the seventh one. Can I tell you, the first man who died and never managed to have a child in this woman, he is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I will name him today. This is one. Unto God, yea, could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. Amen. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, and I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present to you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Amen. So Paul was a messenger, and his work was to espouse the woman to the Lord Jesus Christ. Despite all the revelations, Paul had no issue in this woman. Amen. His prayer was to present this woman as a chaste virgin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul died, but the woman remained.
Hallelujah.
Another messenger appeared. Hallelujah. This messenger died. The third one also died. The fourth one died. The fifth one died. William Branham died.
Hallelujah.
But the woman remained. Amen. Amen. We are not looking at the revival of the dead. It is the revival of the living. Amen. So the seventh man also died. But he told us there will be a worldwide revival. A revival is coming. It will sweep the whole world. Amen. The first one, no revival. The second one, and some of these men who died, like Martin Luther, he was even a chain smoker. but let him rest in peace. Hallelujah. Some of these men, amen, no wonder they could not have an issue with you. Martin Luther, go and rest in peace. Too much smoking, he died. And when William Marion Branham was on earth, everyone knew that the revival would come through this man. Unfortunately, in December 1965, this man also died. Can I make an announcement today? Can I make an announcement today? Even those who are watching on TV, those who have been following William Marion Branham, I want to remind them that William Marion Branham is dead. Joshua 1, verses 1, the Bible reads here. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. So, after the death of William Marion Branham, then the Lord speak to the bride through the fivefold ministry. And the fivefold ministry, they know what God is saying in verses 2. Look at the message to the fivefold ministry. Joshua represents the fivefold ministry. There is an emphasis. Moses, my servant, is dead. And I repeat, William Marion, my servant, is dead. Hallelujah. William Marion, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all his people, unto the land which I give unto them, even to the children of Israel. Now, we have Jordan. We have Jordan. Amen. There is the wilderness on this side, and there is Jordan this side. When the prophet is dead, the fivefold ministry will lift the bride to go into the promised land. I believe you are part of those who are going forward. Those who are ordained, we are going forward. Amen. We are going forward. Let me just bring something here. I don't fear. I preach the word, for the pastor believes in the word. Let me show you something. Amen. Many message believers, they say, William Branham was a messenger to Laodicea. Then we say, Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, brother, who are you? This Moses always lifting himself. Is he above a messenger? Because the messenger for Laodicea said. Amen. God has given us a messenger. And this messenger is there in the scriptures. Malachi chapter 3 verses 1. Is the one, when you see Prophet Timothy is here and the sisters, they are prophesying. Their messenger is not the messenger of Laodicea. No! The messenger who speaks to the ears is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ is our messenger. Hallelujah! Malachi chapter 3, verses 1. Behold, I send you my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Amen. Many will say that was John. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. Amen. Whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. So our messenger is the angel of the covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our messenger. You know, sometimes he may allow you to fly in the realm of the spirit. I am now in Wari. Hallelujah. I am now in Wari. I turn to the left. I am seeing a tree. Who has taken you there? It is the same messenger of the covenant. Those who made a covenant by sacrifice, he shall be with you. What is his name? The Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ. So our messenger is the Lord Jesus Christ. But for those who are still in Laodicea, hallelujah, their messenger is Branham. But for us who are in the bride, our messenger is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If there are people who understood the ministry of William Marion Branham, it is us. Listen saints, let's just hear from Branham what he said. Amen. All the seven men have died. Are we together? Amen. But what is remaining, it's what we are being told in the eternity. And as we were blessed at the minister's conference, eternal security. Eternal security. We were there in the beginning, in the mind of the Lord. Amen. So when the seventh man died, as we don't fear, because in the eternity, amen, we have our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no death. Am I communicating to someone today? Am I preaching to the bride? So, this prophet William Marion Branham, he made an outstanding statement in the message, recognizing your day and its message. Recognizing your day and its message. Paragraph 40. I want you to be attentive, so that even as we celebrate this day of thanksgiving, you should know why you are saying, thank you, my Lord, thank you. You should know. Amen. And that's now the servant of God. He is saying, and remember the vision of last week, that when the bride came to preview of it, there came up a little bride. Hallelujah! They came up a little bride, lovely in the vision, and I, not thinking about it, just there watching outside. Ah, was he also sitting by the water, also watching? Okay. So he was watching from outside, and there come the bride. I heard a voice by the side of me say, here is a preview of the bride. And she came by. I noticed her, the way she was, very lovely, pretty, young. She was walking just the step as she could. Hallelujah. She was walking lovely as the step as she could. Not a match. A bride who moves like this. This bride is moving gently. Not a match. Just in a stride of a woman. How they walk. You will know them by their fruits. Oh, it's coming from bride assembly. The way they walk, the way they talk, the way they conduct themselves. We know the church where they are coming from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How they walk gracefully. Amen. Ladylike. How they walk gracefully. Ladylike. That's the way she was walking, coming to my left on this side. And she went out of my sight. Let's go down. Now, that's paragraph 41. When he turned me to the right side and he showed me each church as they have come up out of the ages. The parable is the woman remained, but the men were dying. And these are the message, church messengers. So he was showing me as they were coming. And oh, how vulgar. And the last one was this last day church age, which was led by a witch. Saints, what's the name of the last church age? Laodicea. Now look at what Brother Branham is saying. Go back where we were reading. Go back. Have you seen there? He is saying the last church age was led by a witch. Laodicea was led by a witch. But go to Branhamites. They'll tell you, no, the messenger for Laodicea is Brother Branham. But it is Brother Branham who is telling us that Laodicea is now led by a witch. I feel sorry for them. No wonder people are sick. Why? Because they're being led by a witch. Where is Branham? Who was the messenger to the last church age for Laodicea to be taken over by a witch? Hey, no. Pastor Moses Alu is moving out of the way. I don't believe this man can allow himself to be led by a witch. No. No. I refuse to be led by a witch in Laodicea. So immediately, the witch took over Laodicea. And the last part of Laodicea, it was total darkness. No hope in their churches. They are dead. No Holy Ghost. No healing. No prophecies. No gifts. Why? The witch has taken over. Who said it? It's not this pastor from Zambia. It is Branham himself. He saw Laodicea being led by a witch. But we want to thank God. We are not part of this movement where a witch is leading us. No. The Lord Jesus Christ is here. And that's why all powers of witchcraft has been dismantled. In this church, we don't allow the python spirit, the marine spirit, the powers of divination has been put under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ in this ministry. Why? Because we have gone beyond Laodicea. Where are we? We are in the bride. We are in the bride. Do you know that you can move in Lagos? You can walk in Lagos in a different dimension. Hallelujah. Same road, but you are in the bride. Then the next lady on your right is in Laodicea. Same place. Same place. Same road. Same school. Same office. But you are different in realms. Putting on a very short skirt. Very short skirt. Hi. And you, a child of God, you are in the bride, but same period. That's why today we have people who are still in Laodicea, and we have a special group who are in the bride. And that group, it's the group that I'm preaching to. I am not preaching to those in Laodicea who are being led by a witch. These people have cried. They've been tormented, but we thank God. God has delivered you. You cannot live in darkness. There's a light that is shining. Amen. And now, in 1965, when he was about to be taken by the Lord William Branham, then he saw you and me where we were going. In the message, it is the rising of the sun. Paragraph 94. It is the rising of the sun. Paragraph 94. We have got now the hope of glory in our midst. This calls for a celebration. They said they heard Brother Branham, but they did not understand. Even him, his prayer was to leave Laodicea and enter into the bride. The bride assembly, it is the ministry coming from the Lord. Look at that. That's paragraph 94. As Christ was the first one to raise from all the prophets and so forth, although typed in many places, he was the first fruits of those that slept in the bride, coming of Christ. This is interesting. Amen. And the last man died in the resurrection, who will be the husband to that? And now the prophet of God is saying, in the resurrection, hallelujah, it shall be, amen, those that slept in the bride coming of Christ. I don't know if we are together. It is the bride coming of Christ. Amen. The bride coming of Christ. People will be looking up when Christ is in the bride. I don't know if we are together. Is the bride listening? People will be looking up whilst Christ is in the bride. Sister Maraj, when she's talking, people would think she's the sister who is talking. That is Christ. Hallelujah. That is Christ in the bride. In the bride. Coming of Christ. Coming out of the church. Out of denominations. Out of Laodicea, there will have to be a shift waved again in the last days. Oh my, it is the rising of the sun. Let's continue. The coming of the bride was for the Lord to pour himself in the bride away from the Laodicean look, warmish condition. And the Lord has brought us into the bride. Our messenger is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because when the witch took over Laodicea, people had no direction. But in the bride, the coming of Christ, then we see something happening in this ministry. My brothers and my sisters, time is no more. We are about to go. We are Oh, it is the rising of the sun. It is the rising of the sun. That was the last Easter message that was preached, I believe, on the 18th of April 1965. It is the rising of the sun. Now, this confuses a lot of people. How come now we have the bride called the bride age and there is also Laodicea? This is so confusing. The bride age and Laodicean church age. Where do we fit? These ages are moving parallel to each other. Amen. And as we are looking for a quote, I take you to David. When David had access to these wells, David behaved in a way that you may wonder. Instead of rejoicing for the water in the well, David is doing something that may amaze you. There were two great men who went to get the water from the well. And when they brought it to David, David had to pour the water on the ground. And he said, "This is blood water. I cannot drink it." Amen. Then there were two men who brought the message to David. The well helped the two men not to be seen. So in the days of David, a well was a hiding place. Can I repeat again? A well was a hiding place. The two men were taking the message to David. And things became hard on the way, and they had to find a refuge where to hide. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 18. 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 18. Nevertheless, a lad saw them, and he told Absalom. But they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court. Whither they went down. So in time of problems, a well is a hiding place. When everyone wants to sit by the well, this man are to find a refuge inside the well. Amen. And the next verse. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. Hey, this woman. When the men entered inside the well, then she got something like a cover, then covered the top of the well. Then she got, I don't know the type of corn, if it was maize, then she had to put the maize on top, so that when those who were running after them comes, they will not even suspect that they are hidden inside the well because of the covering and the corn which was put on top. In the days of David, the well was being used as a hiding place. At the same time, the well has to provide the water. Amen. Now, Look at this saint. David is a mysterious man. David, a man after God's own heart, is a mysterious man. His identity, is it mistaken identity? Sure. David is a very mysterious man. The bride, hallelujah, is a mysterious church in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Very mysterious. They will never understand you. They'll look at you, you look like a Branhamite. Again, they'll look at you, you will look like the Lord Jesus Christ. So your identity will confuse people. And the identity of David confused a lot of people. Can I show you where things went wrong with David? Are we together? Let's open our Bibles and see how your identity will confuse people. From today, your identity will confuse people. You will hear people say, Pastor Moses Alu doesn't believe in Branham. In fact, he speaks bad against Branham. But again, you see him reading the books of Branham. Our identity is now confusing. May you confuse the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you confuse your enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. As you stand by the well, as you sit by the well, you will confuse your enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No wonder David was a dancing minister. David was a dancing minister. David was a dancing bride. David was a man of praises. Why? Because his identity confused the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we together? If we are together, then let's see how David, a man who could use the well as a hiding place, will confuse the people today. You are a man after God's own heart. You are a man after God's own heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. I am now going down slowly, as I conclude, as we see the dancing David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The servant counsels at the well. They are moving. But Moses noticed one. Hey, that one is mine. Jacob noticed Leah. Where? At the well. And now, David, when he came at the well, there was a man who was standing. Hallelujah. And he wanted to anoint someone. And that man will come shortly to come and anoint you. Amen. Amen. Shortly you will see what will be happening here. Amen. So David came to this man. But before David, there were other men who saw this man standing with oil in his hand. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 6. I love the word of God. And it came to pass that they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. And the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on his height, or his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord
seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outside appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So when the men were passing, the first one, God said, I've rejected him. Amen. These great men of the end time message in Lagos, God is saying, I have rejected them. These great men in denominations, after being measured by the rod of measurement of the Lord is saying, I have rejected them. Amen. Verses 8. And Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Amen. Verses 9. And Jesse made Shammah to pass by. So all these messengers from Paul, God said, for the revival, I have rejected them. The revival, it is coming. The revival, it is coming. But for which one? The fifth one, rejected. The sixth one, rejected. And the Bible says, and again made Jesse, made seven of his signs. So all the seven passed through the prophet, and the prophet rejected them. Are we together? Then Samuel said, is there not another one? Amen. So the eunuchs passed. No one was able to make that woman pregnant. Is there no other one? Then Samuel said, is there no other one? Then Jesse answered, there is one, but he's in the bush. According to the scriptures, David was number what? Was number what in this family? Number what? Number 8. So according to this scripture, David was number 8. Now, this gathering, this assembly, being the assembly of the bride, I want you to read with me 1 Chronicles chapter 2 verses 13. And Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab. Amen. And Abinadab the second. And Shammah the third. 14. And Nathanael the fourth. Radai the fifth. Ozam the sixth. David. That time was ended when I've started preaching, but I have to end. Have you seen the scripture? Have you seen the scripture? David the seventh. But you shouted when we are in Psalms, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, that David was the 8th. This is identity to confuse the devil. I decree and declare, your identity is confusing people. Hallelujah. At one time, you look like you are the seventh born in Laodicea. Hallelujah. And have you William Marion Branham as your messenger. At the same time, you are the 8th born. Hallelujah. Your pastor has confused a lot of people. Amen. He looks like he's in Laodicea. At the same time, he explains about the chamberlain, the chamberlain, no, the chamberlain, the seven eunuchs. We are confusing the devil. Amen. God has allowed us to become a peculiar people. One person is the seventh born. One person is the 8th born. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Your identity is confusing. The devil is so confused. You look like you are in Laodicea. In the seventh church age. But again, you appear to be the seventh born after Laodicea. And immediately David realized that he was confusing people. He removed the jacket. Upon realizing that David was confusing people, he had to do like this. And the bride in Lagos will do the same. A dancing song. Why are we rejoicing? Was able to hear discernment going through. have five husbands, and the one that you are staying with is not your husband. And that's what the Lord has been doing here. He knows the secrets of men. He knows what you have passed through. And the woman said, I will go and call the people. And he called men and he said, come and see the man who is able to tell me all that I've done. This goes for celebration. Your identity is confused, but the Lord is here. And I can tell you, when Chronicles was being written, one of the brothers of David has died. By the time they were recording, David, who was the 80th, became the 60th. And that is the revelation. My brothers and my sisters, there is a man by the well, and this man is able to do that which you have failed in all this period. As you hear the word, which is the water of life, the Lord is here. And the man at the well is able to live in any man. And there is a man who shall stand here. Christ is in him with the oil to anoint the children of God. May God bless you.
Somebody make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.